Hello and welcome to the very first episode of the Competitive Advantage Podcast. This is it. This is the ground floor. And I didn't want to start a podcast until I knew that I had something to say. I think I should say, you know, who it's for and who it's not. So obviously I'm going to be coming at you guys with tons of book recommendations. I mean, that's who I am. That's what I do. You listen to this podcast and you're going to find great new books to read. Like, that's a given. One thing that I really wanted it to be about was a sort of ground floor tactical, like day-to-day level on how I'm growing my creator business, right? So if you love books and, you know, you're into business, of course, but if you're specifically a creator trying to build their business online, you know, I'm going to share basically everything that I'm doing to make that happen for me. Like, this is my full-time job. So I'm a few steps ahead, at least quite a few people. And, I'm dozens of steps behind, you know, even friends of mine who are earning literally hundreds of thousands of dollars a month through their creator business, you know, but I'll get there and I'm learning and I'm making like major progress basically every single day and certainly every week. So each week I'm going to come back with what I'm learning and how, you know, how it can help you build your business. And, you know, on the side, I'm going to talk about some books. So this is the very first episode. I'm not entirely sure whether I'm going to stick with this format. I know that I'm going to have guests on. I've already recorded two podcast interviews. One with Eric Jorgensen. He's the CEO of Scribe Media, and he's the author of The Almanac of Naval Ravikant and the Anthology of Biology, two of my favorite books of all time. And there's another episode I recorded with the internet's favorite ghostwriter, Joshua Lysak, and that's coming out after the Eric one. And I'm going to thank one of my biggest inspirations for starting this podcast in a few minutes. There's something or someone specific that I had in mind who's really helped me out tremendously. But I'll just kind of break down exactly how I see this first episode working. So I'm going to start with one book recommendation and then one sort of business success or business growth strategy or tactic. And then one person that I'm following and that you might consider following as well. And one high leverage question for you that you're going to be able to ponder for the rest of the day, basically. And so I've got tons of like great questions that you can ask yourself and, you know, that are really going to get you thinking about ways that you can grow your business really quickly and sustainably too. So, you know, not just fast and then crash and burn, but like sustainable as well. So that's kind of important. And then I'm going to finish off with some goal updates, some, you know, business, you know, milestones, what I'm working on right now in the weeds type stuff, specifically what I'm doing. Because I find like, I mean, other people, they share, you know, like what's working and, you know, what they sort of like heard somewhere or like what you could work for them. But like, this is what I'm doing right now to build my business. Like what's like, you know, what experiments worked and what's not, what's making me the most money, what's, you know, gaining, you know, the most followers or, you know, or eliminating like most of my stress, the things like that, that are going to really help you out tremendously. So I'll update you guys on that. And I want to keep the episodes fairly short. I won't always go through this like big intro thing. Like we'll get right into like the book recommendation much faster than this normally. This is just the first episode. So I kind of wanted to lay down some expectations. The Competitive Advantage Podcast is brought to you by Competitive Advantage Coaching and Mastermind Group that I'm hosting on School. And it's a like-minded community of creators and entrepreneurs who are deeply committed to extreme personal, professional, and financial growth. And so we have 35 members right now. I am in there every single day sharing advice, resources, helping people network with others, sharing what's working, helping people on a personal one-to-one basis to grow their business and grow themselves. So we'll dive right into the book recommendation that I'm going to start off this episode with. And, you know, people call me, you know, eccentric when it comes to time and time management, but Dan Kennedy is like actually insane. And I mean, unless you're paying him tens of thousands of dollars, you can only reach him via fax. Like he doesn't have a phone. I mean, he has a phone, but his appointments are scheduled like weeks, sometimes months in advance. Like you cannot reach this guy. He doesn't use email. He doesn't have social media. He's got one employee on the other side of the country. And they communicate like once per week. And it's like, it's pretty insane. Like his office, I've never seen it. Apparently he's got like clocks everywhere. Like he has reminders of how time is slipping away. Basically everywhere he looks in his business. And you know, he's just insane about time. And he wrote a excellent book, and it's called Time Management for Entrepreneurs. It's part of his No BS series. So recently I've read No BS Sales Success in the New Economy. So there's a bunch of books in that series. So, No BS Marketing to the Affluent, one of my favorite business books. I recommend that all the time, and things like that. And I'm going to make a full video breakdown about this book. I've already got a full breakdown available at the Stairway to Wisdom, and I'll put that in the show notes down below. But here are some excellent takeaways that you can have today. And they're just quotes and ideas from the book that really stuck out. And like, I literally have 15 pages of notes on this book. Like, this is not even like, these are just a couple of quotes, but these are not scratching the surface of what this book has taught me about, saving like the most valuable like resource that you will ever have control over, which is your time. Like, the book is a literal goldmine. It's very important that you have a closed door policy. You need some times when everybody knows, because of the closed door, red light, stuffed purple dragon in the hallway, whatever, that you are 100% uninterruptible. And if you want to sit in there and take a nap, you go right ahead. It's none of their damn business. So obviously Dan can be quite funny at times too. And basically what he says is that they can't interrupt you if they can't find you, which I love. And, I'll just kind of rapid fire go through some of these quotes. But we're able to get a lot done in a short period of time when nothing else matters, which is just, man, it's so important. And then he goes on to say, let me offer a bit of philosophy. You have absolutely no legal, moral, or other responsibility to answer the phone or take a call unless you want. You kind of have to be selfish with your time. And that's one thing that I had to learn. Yes, give your time and attention, to people that need it, and or people you can benefit, like the people within my competitive advantage community on school. I mean, I give them a lot of my time and all of my attention when I'm with them. But people will take all of your time if you let it. You have to be a little bit selfish with your time. And not only that, it's like, once you're, if you value the time that you have with people, then once you're actually with them, then the quality of that time increases, because you're only with them. You're not running off in so many different directions. You are just with them, and like, that's it. And so I'll close with a quote from someone else who's quoted in the book, and this is Ben Glass. No idea who he is. He says, I've never heard of anyone who has really tried this and come back to say it didn't work. I've gone back to giving everyone instant access to me at any time. In the end, my clients appreciate knowing that when I am working on their cases, I am only working on their cases uninterrupted. I include this in all my marketing materials, and I can assure you it attracts more good clients than it repels. So obviously I loved this book. I literally have, 15 pages of notes on it. I've written a complete breakdown of the book, which I'll put in the show notes. You can just read it for free. And all of my book notes from the 1,250 something books that I've read up until this time are available on my Patreon. And I'll leave a link to that in the show notes as well. Which brings me to the business growth strategy, success tactic, whatever you want to call it. I don't really have a name for this section yet, but basically I want to talk about perfection a little bit. The freedom that comes with, releasing something that's imperfect. Like, this is not a perfect first podcast episode. This could be tighter. My editing could be better, but I don't have like a perfect script. I just have sort of talking points and like a general idea. But if I had like obsessed over like the absolute perfect way to do this podcast, it would never be released. Like, I actually released I recorded this episode one like a couple of months ago, actually, and I was going to release it back then, and it wasn't good enough. And so I kind of like, I held it off. I actually deleted my old recording, and I was like, all right, I can do this better. And I kind of realized that, if I kept going along that path, it would just never come out ever. I would never get around to it. So I'm releasing something that's not perfect. And if you do that, you can actually release more stuff, and you sort of get more swings at bat. You know what I mean? So you get more practice, and you get better over time, and you iterate, as opposed to you know, if you try to get it absolutely perfect, you know, right out of the gate, then you only have sort of that one chance to make it perfect, that one opportunity to practice. And, you know, paradoxically, you don't you don't progress as quickly when you do that. And I won't go into the study that goes into this because the episode's already going to be too long. But basically, there was like a pottery class, and like half the class was divided into people who were basically tasked with making one perfect pot by the end of the semester. And then the other half was basically told make one every single day. And by the end of the semester, it's probably no surprise to you that the people who made one every single day, by the end of the class, theirs looked better than the person who, or the half of the class that focused on making one pot absolutely perfect from the very beginning. So that's a very powerful lesson to keep in mind. And, you know, like I did my best with, you know, this first, you know, podcast episode, you know, I'm doing my best right now. You know, I think it's going to be pretty good. It's going to be up to my standards as far as what I'm comfortable publishing into the world, like what I'm comfortable releasing. But I'm not going to spend, you know, like 5 hours to do something that's going to take one, you know, and you got to sort of release that perfectionism tendency, right? And, you know, easier said than done, but I find that it's easier when you sort of intentionally release slightly imperfect work. So like one thing I used to do is publish something with like a spelling mistake or something like that that was intentional. And I put that in like this, knowing that it was in there, and to sort of get comfortable, like an exposure therapy for perfectionists, I guess, which it actually worked. Okay, so very quickly, I mentioned that I was inspired to start this podcast by someone specific. That would be my friend Yang Su, and he and I have never met in person, but he runs a personal holding company that I think he has like 3 or 4 businesses within that holding company. He's done $20 million in about 8 years. He's founded like 3 companies, and his podcast, First Class Founders, is in the top 2% globally of podcasts. And so he was a big inspiration for me starting this podcast and to sort of get it out there without obsessing over it being absolutely perfect. I've learned a tremendous amount from him about business growth and just how to succeed in the attention economy, basically. And so I definitely recommend following him on Twitter and checking out the podcast as well. He's got a newsletter that I rarely miss. And again, I'll leave all links to Yang Su down in the show notes. And now a question, and this is going to be a high leverage question. It's going to change week to week, but this time I want to ask you, how could you achieve your yearly goal in 6 months? How could you achieve your yearly goal in 6 months? You can also change the question around, like how can you achieve your 5-year goal in 1 year? Something like that. You see the structure of this question, and it gets you to think completely differently. Like if you had to do it, how would you do it? Like don't ask if it's possible, ask how you would do it. Okay, so I'm going to wind down this first episode, but I think it's gone pretty well so far. You can be the judge of that. I'd love to have you leave a review on whatever platform you're listening to this on. Apparently, and this is just what I've heard, apparently it's really difficult to get people to leave podcast reviews. So I would appreciate it if you did leave one, or if you you know, just let me know what you thought of this first episode, and you know what you would change, and what you really really liked, and what you didn't like so much. And I mean that's the only way I'll learn. You got to tell me. So I'll wind down with just a few words about what I'm doing now in my business. And so I mentioned the competitive advantage community, and we've got 35 members right now. My goal for the next month is to get up to 50 members. And so I don't think that's an insurmountable goal. That's, I mean, it's 15 people, you know, a new member every 2 days. But that's just one of the goals. So my my time management course, Time Mastery, needs to be actually finished. And so I released the beta version, basically, and at a massive discount. So people could buy this course when it wasn't quite ready, and then I would improve it or update it, finish it, sorry, you know, week by week. I have not done this. So this month, I want to update Time Mastery with 12 new videos. And so that's one of the things I'm working on. Another thing is, you know, my welcome sequence to my email list. You know, if you sign up to my newsletter, there's no email that goes out to say, hey, thank you for signing up, or like, here's, you know, some other link that you might like, you know, and Like it's a major blind spot. You wouldn't necessarily think so, but you know, people make sales through their welcome sequence, and you know, it sort of gets people or lets people know a little bit more about you as well. Like there's so many things that that a welcome sequence to your newsletter can do for you, and I don't have one, at least not anymore for my business. So I've got to update mine. I've got that going on. I started to update all my social media profiles, things like that. And I've got my audience growth goals. I just reached 104,000 on Instagram, which is by far my biggest platform. So my goal for the end of the month is to get 110,000. And I won't run through my goal for every platform, but basically I have audience growth goals for all platforms, and you know, backed up by plan of action. So I have a content strategy. I'm really getting dialed in on actually sort of, you know, getting ahead of my content, like not thinking, hey, what am I going to post today? You know, really getting ahead of that. And think, okay, so you know, on Monday I'm posting this, on Tuesday it's this, and you know, next, you know, Wednesday I've got, you know, this YouTube video coming out, and then you can sort of work ahead and take so much of the pressure off. You know, batching content is something that was a total game changer for me. So like what I'll do now is I'll script a bunch of YouTube videos at once, and then I'll record one after the other, and then I'll edit them all together. So like you're not, you know, scripting, recording, editing, you're doing all of the same task. It saves so much time, energy, effort, everything. And you, like, I was just stupid for not doing that before. So that's all I'm going to say for right now. I could go like much more in depth, but for a first episode, this is probably pretty good. I'll cut this short. Again, like the video, subscribe to the channel if you're watching this on YouTube. Basically, leave a review or comment like anywhere you're watching it, and let me know what you liked about it, what you didn't like about it. And, you know, it's really difficult, I've heard, again, to grow a podcast. Like, there's not much discoverability, and, you know, it's not really built into the platforms. And so basically, if you liked this episode and you know another creator who would also really like it, you know, share it with them. So that's it for episode one. Thank you very much for listening. Everything that I've mentioned in the episode is available down in the show notes. That's the Competitive Advantage Community, No BS Time Management for Entrepreneurs, the other books that I've mentioned, creators, you know, Yong Su, all of his links are down below. Basically, everything that I've mentioned is down there. You can also get a free book from Audible down below in the description as well. That's all down there. You can just kind of explore that for yourself. Thanks very much for listening. I know I already said that, but I want to say it again because I mean it. And next week I'll come out with episode two. And actually before then, I've got the Eric Jorgensen episode coming out too. So stick around for that, and we'll talk soon. I also don't have like a catchphrase or like a perfect send-off, like an outro yet. So I'm still working on that. So we're just going to sit here until one of us leaves.